Pulse One Sport.
It's going to be a tough enough game anyway, but to make a mistake like that and then bring the fella down, don't think the referee had a choice, to be honest. And then the lack of confidence in the team, the lack of confidence in each other. We let a goal in almost immediately, and you could see how bad it is for everybody. And in my all of football, I don't think I've ever seen a team capitulate as bad as that. So all I can do is apologise to the fans. We've got so much work to do. The lads don't look like a Millwall team. They didn't have any fighting. They don't look like my team. So that's what we've just been talking about in there. So there you go. All I can do is apologise to him for that performance. Well done to Bradford. And to a man, they looked like they wanted it more than my lot after the sending off. I don't think it helps when you got 1 6-foot-4 bloke just sent off and they got two monsters up front, and we were going to play three at the back, and we started like that, and then one of your monsters is taken off and then you've gone one down. That's not easy, is it? You know, I said it when I first took the job, it was going to be tough, and I didn't expect it to be this tough, but it is. So, and with the way the fans are, I don't blame them after that. So, you know, those boys got to toughen up, and I don't think he's helping with so many out of contract. But for me, I'd be flying to prove to my manager that I want to stay at the football club. We got to demand a reaction. The fans deserve it. That was embarrassing. In 19 years of football, I didn't know where they were going and what they were doing. I tried to tell them at half time, you know, and they got to man up and step up. If that's who we've got, we've got some new ones coming, and I don't want that group to get those new players into that group. You know, there's something wrong with it. We're dysfunctional, that's what we were talking about. So what is it? You know, they were like that last year. We managed to get a decent run at the end of it, just saved us. They were like that the year before when they went like that after they lost Chris Woods. And it's almost like a habit they've got in. But you know, at the end of the day, I've been brought here to change that, and if they're going to do that to me, then we've all got to be strong and stick together. I'm not going to blame them. I'm going to stand there holding everything, because that's my responsibility. At the end of the day, I'm at a fantastic club that I think suits me. I want to play an aggressive way. My teams always have played an aggressive way, and when I mean aggressive, on the front foot, closing and pressing, and after we had a man sent off, it looked like we couldn't do that. It is what it is, I'm afraid. And that's, as I say, we've got to dust ourselves down. I don't think football is forgiving at the moment. It certainly isn't. Things we shouted out and chanted and all sorts of things. Our fans showed a great sense of humour in the end, but you know, they don't realise how much that hurts as well. But you know, we've got to stand up and be counted, and that's all you can do. You know, the pride that you should wear that shirt with, I didn't see, and that's unacceptable for me.
What did you make of the altercation that saw Phil Parkinson?
Yeah, Phil shouldn't have run up the line. I didn't want to run up the line. My player tackled someone, pushed him into the borders. Should he have done it? Was it overzealous? It was a bit of a silly thing to do, but I didn't need Phil running up there. We're not allowed. There's a little box there. That got the crowd going even more. It got me abused, called all sorts of things, and if it's me and it's my team, and it's just wrong. So he shouldn't have done that, but he felt incensed, and it was a bit of a silly challenge from Alan Dunn, to be honest.
What about David Ford, because he then came running over and suggested he might even throw in a punch for the day.
I didn't see. I don't want to talk about any of that. I've had a bad enough night as it is, will you? And don't start telling my, that. Let's see if the FA look at it. Who are you to tell me who threw a punch? Do you know what I mean? You're just a media person. If that's your opinion, don't ask me for it. I didn't see it, did I? You know? You write what you want. You say what you want. But that's out of order. Right? We are supposed to stand in our area. Right? My team, it was all happening down there. I tried to stay in my area. I couldn't see a damn thing. So don't tell me that my player, if my player did do that and I find out, I won't be happy, will I? Because you get nothing without discipline. But, you know, to be fair, you shouldn't run out of your area either, should you? And then that gets the crowd in, so the crowd are up, and it was a big enough crowd, innit? We were more or less outnumbered, however many zillion to one. And we should have won the home game. We got in front and we let that go. And more for us. We've missed out on a wonderful game. And I knew it was going to be tough. And when you get an extra a man sent off, but it was like the anima. Where was the challenging? Where was the pressing? Where were we? What we? Where are we? What are we doing?
Well, how relieved are you to have your new signings available for Saturday? Obviously,
I'm not relieved at all, Al. I think that's a really silly question at the moment, son. I'm not relieved at all. I'm absolutely fuming. Because as a footballer, I never gave a performance like that. Not in my life. Pulse One Sports on Pulse One.